Democrat Steve Bullock, PAC SCOTUS, Ban Assault Weapons. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 11, 2020. Montana Governor-turned-Democrat Senate candidate Steve Bullock has voiced support for packing the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, with leftist judges and for banning private ownership of assault weapons. Breitbart News reported that Bullock voiced his support for packing the court during an October 10, 2020, debate against Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount. The Hour quoted Bullock as saying, "We need to figure out the ways to actually get the politics out of the court. That's anything from a judicial standards commission. Or we'll look at any other thing that might be suggested, including adding justices." Daines responded by noting that Bullock's full-throated admission in support of court packing should put Montanans on alert that their rights, especially their gun rights, are in jeopardy should Bullock win in November. He said, "It should be a chilling, profound moment. That has not happened for generations, it's never been packed. As Montanans, that's a threat to our Second Amendment." On June 23, 2019, Breitbart News reported Bullock's contention that guns should be viewed as a public health issue. And months earlier, on August 20, 2018, he assured CNN's Jake Tapper that he would bar Montanans from owning common semi-automatic firearms like R-15s if he could. The Billings Gazette reported on the interview by Tapper, noting that Bullock spokesperson Ronya Abel indicated Bullock sees a ban on assault rifles as protecting safety while preserving the rights of gun owners. Abel said, "Governor Bullock is doing what most Americans are right now, reflecting on how we got to the point where mass shootings are a common event, and trying to find a way to stop it. Like many Montanans, Bullock is a gun owner and a hunter, and he personally doesn't see the need for these kinds of firearms for hunting or personal safety. If SCOTUS is packed by the left, perhaps in a scenario where the number of justices increases from 9 to 12, or even 15 or more, the strict constitutionalist views held by the majority would be obliterated. In its place, a majority favoring judicial activism and sharing Bullock's views on R-15s and other commonly owned semi-automatic rifles would be ceded, and the right to keep and bear arms would be in peril." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him at rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.